One of the famous Christmas carols we sing is The First Noel. You might know this song. The song opens with the line, "The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay." And what exactly did the angels say? We've heard those words already. "And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, and I just always love this part, "and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the Gloria in Excelsis Deo that makes the refrain of Angels We Have Heard on High. Translated from the Latin, these words mean, glory to God in the highest. There are some very important words that we've incorporated as names, and they're girl names, and they're beautiful names. Hope, faith, joy, grace, and Gloria. And there are some names that have important meanings. Names like Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. Or Jesus, which means God is my salvation, my deliverance. Mary's child received his prophetic moniker through angelic proclamation. And through angelic proclamation, certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay became the first people to hear the divine birth announcement, to learn that their long-awaited Messiah, their deliverer, their Savior, had just snuck into an unsuspecting world, a world he created. Jesus came to live and die and live again so that he might set his people free. Gloria in excelsis Deo, indeed. The first Noel, Noel is a French word for Christmas, but the first Noel was the advent of the Missio Dei, God's plan for God's people unfurled in a manger full of hay. Jesus came to save, but there was even more to his mission than that. Jesus came in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The first Advent, the first Noel, reminded people that hope, peace, joy, and love were as real and available to them as ever. Jesus, the light of the world, came to illuminate and reveal treasures that the people had lost sight of, things that they could no longer see. Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. What glorifies God? The answer to that question might require a month of Sundays to answer, but at least one aspect of glorifying God is expressing our adoration of and for God to God. And why do we adore God? Because God gives us hope. He brings us peace, he fills us with joy, and he teaches us what love really is. The first Sunday of Advent recognizes the hope that we have in Christ, The famous hymn, O Holy Night, reminds us that long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. As a pastor, I meet many people that might describe their souls as weary, tired, discouraged. Sin and circumstances beyond our desires and control fatigue our body, our mind, our spirit. But in Christ we find hope. Jesus shines light into the darkness and reveals the truth of our situation. There is no pit. There is no bog. There is no mire so bleak or deep that God is unable to rescue us. Hope fuels the fire of our faith. It liberates us from loneliness, and it generates courage. Hope is forged in the furnace of suffering, so despair not, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. The second Sunday of Advent focuses on peace. Biblically and theologically, peace is more than the absence of conflict. It is the idea of wholeness. From a human perspective, it is a blessing of good health. From a divine perspective, it is the idea of reconciliation. The angelic proclamation of glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, foreshadows Calvary and a vacant tomb. In places where church bells still ring, the community knows that when they hear those musical chimes, there is something worthy to note. And so we understand the message of the song, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Ah, but then rang the bells, more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then ringing and singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. And isn't that precisely why we sing? We exist no longer under the shroud of darkness, but live in the glorious light of Jesus Christ. No longer do we need to experience isolation and loneliness, but through confession and repentance, we can be reconciled to God and have true peace. Christmas Day is the historical witness that the light of the world has come into the world and has overtaken the darkness. So let the bells ring and let the prodigal choir sing, peace on earth. Hope and peace cause us to rejoice. Israel's hope and consolation has arrived. The third Sunday of Advent celebrates the joy we have in Christ. Two Sundays ago, we discussed the true nature of joy. The joy is an internal experience as a result of the Holy Spirit's presence and work in our lives. Joy is a condition of the soul, not a reaction to circumstances. True peace comes when we are in communion with God and when we can remember that there are promises made that are yet to be fulfilled. Despite the challenges, the trials, the burdens we bear, we can still experience peace through the presence of God in our lives and the assurance that God is faithful to his word and to his people. Adoration flows from a heart filled with joy. Hence, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Knowledge of the holy mitigates sin and sadness and fills us with confidence and resolve to face the challenges of life and thus emulate Jesus, who, for the joy set before him, was able to endure Calvary, who is willing to condescend to a world riddled with strife, who is more than content to love the unlovely, to sanctify sinners, and to set captives free. The theme of the final Sunday of Advent is love. The rationale for the incarnation is summed up in one verse of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God's love touches on several of the love languages, but primarily that of acts of service. God's love for humanity is demonstrated most vividly in the nativity scene and upon the cross at Calvary. The picture of the babe in a manger is, however, just the beginning of the story. Jesus came to show us a better way to live and to become the offering designed to appease the wrath of God. This silent night, this holy night, is the time when we celebrate the Son of God. And we can imagine, can we not? We can imagine the radiant beams of love's pure light emanating from Jesus' holy face, inaugurating the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord at thy birth, in fact, Jesus, Lord of all creation, infinite and omnipotent, is Lord eternal. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The giver of life's first breath drew breath in order to become the most tangible expression of love the world has ever known. The first Noel. The angels did say, in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. The arrival of the Savior of the world was heralded by angels in an apocalyptic scene. The recipients of the good news were the meek and the mild, those considered to be among the least of all men. The most glorious moment in human history happened in the dark of night so that the light of the world might be seen. The hope and fears of all the years were met that night. Peace on earth was no longer a wish or greeting, but found its reality in a stable. Joy was realized by all who experienced the event and believed that the promise of God's love had come to fruition. The livestock, the parents, the shepherds, the unnamed visitors, all came to see the newborn babe. And resting under a star of wonder, the Christ child would be visited by men of renown from a distant place who would kneel before the child king. And so it is today. So it is tonight. O come, all ye faithful. And maybe even, O come, all ye unfaithful. For as it was that first Noel, so it has been ever since and forevermore. It will be that we come and adore him. We shall worship Christ, the newborn king. This newborn king who would become a man and give his life that we might receive eternal life. So let it be said that the world has been irrevocably changed with the advent of the first Noel.